take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
It's the Matt Bubala Show here on Radio 720 WGN. We're speaking with Jim Fuller from the Daily Herald. He's a senior writer at the Daily Herald. You can follow him on Twitter at TheJamesFuller. And there's a couple of websites out there, Stop Long Meadow, Curb Long Meadow. A lot of people in my neighborhoods have signs out on their lawn, all pain, no gain, or all pain, no gain, things like that, because they want this project stopped. Now, I don't know why everybody else wants it stopped. I'm annoyed by the toll portion. I'm not that upset about a road going in because a lot of the road already exists. What drives me crazy is the idea of let's tack another toll on to the taxpayer. But what are all the residents upset about? Why is there such a movement? Why is there so much controversy surrounding this project?
Mm-hmm. Well, to start, you're not the only one who's upset about the tollway portion. And in fact, one of the major talking points against the parkway at this point in time is that tollway aspect of people they feel just like you, hey, I don't want to spend a bunch of money every day, to drive across a road. So if you build it, I'm not going to use it. I don't know about anybody else who wants to pay a toll. They're not going to use it. So where are you guys actually going to get the money to pay off the roadway if nobody uses the toll? So what the county knows, and really what most transportation folks around the state know, is the lower the toll is, the more people will use the roadway. So the goal is to get the toll as low as possible. Again, we already talked about how that's kind of a fluid number at this point. We don't really know what it is. We know it'll be something less than $1.50. But beyond that, let's say worst case scenario, they're right, and nobody uses the tollway. Well, what happens then? Where does that money come from? Well, what happens is it's you folks, the taxpayers in Kane County, who are on the hook for that bill. You don't just get something for free because nobody decides to use it after the fact, right? So what would happen is that the county would have to find that money either out of its existing taxes, or they'd have to levy a tax or increase its taxes to pay off that road. And people certainly don't like that idea, especially people on the southern end of the county who will likely never use this roadway. You're on the hook too if this tollway fails, and that's what people are afraid about, besides just not wanting to pay the toll. There's other aspects, though, that people don't like, as you mentioned. One of the big points is that this tollway, this parkway, will run right through the middle of one of Kane County's largest forest preserves, the Brunner Family Forest Preserve, which the Forest Preserve District purchased just a few years back. It's going to literally bisect that forest preserve. It is a pretty well-loved natural area in the county right now, although it's not the most accessible one. People obviously don't want to see, they're saying, hey, we gave you a bunch of tax dollars to buy that for open space, and instead you're putting a highway through there. So folks don't like that. Also, this parkway, as it exists right now, as you mentioned, is a pretty sleepy road that runs, fairly near to a residential area and several neighborhoods. That sleepy road will be transformed eventually into a busier road than it is now, four lanes. People talk all the time about I use that road right now to cross the street to get to school. I don't want to be dealing with semi trucks when I'm going out to get my mail at the mailbox, that sort of thing. Now, in reality, the traffic from that road is not going to come that close to people's doorways. The plan calls for quite a bit of vegetation to be put in, trees, there'll be natural berms, but of course in the early stages of the project, a lot of that greenery will be in the juvenile stages. Certainly there'll be some mature trees planted, but the concerns now are about noise, air pollution, safety. If I'm somebody who uses that road now to walk back and forth, how am I going to do that if it's now a tollway? And they don't like the idea of their sleepy neighborhood becoming a high traffic area.
Yeah, and I totally understand a lot of those problems with it. So there's both sides to it, because there must be progress. There's, you know, all this expansion, all these people move out here. Randall Road had to get expanded. I'm sure a lot of people weren't thrilled about that, especially as you get further north and to think about, you know, what used to be a two-lane road being four, different things like that. But I keep coming back to the toll aspect of it. And like you said, well, if it fails, then we're all on the hook for it. Well, it's a road in our county. We should all be on the hook for it, right? I mean, as a state, we're paying for our roads down south out of our general taxes in certain areas, right? And in Kane County, I'm paying for roads that I don't use out of my general taxes. We all chip in for that. And that's what I don't understand when you come in and say, well, this one we ought to just make these people pay for. Listen, Long Meadow, I wouldn't really use this road. The way I look at where I go right now, I don't see how this benefits me. Maybe I would use it somewhat to get across the river, but I have, where I live in West Dundee, I have two different access points to the river. So it's not that big of a deal where I'm at. Maybe this would alleviate some of the congestion that I have where I go, but it just doesn't make sense to me that our politicians decide we don't want to put a tax increase on everyone. I understand, listen, people don't love more taxes. That's never going to be a great selling point. But to say, so whoever's going to use this, you've got to pay to use this, then the demand isn't that great. It's either for the good of everybody or it's not. You know what I mean? It boggles me that we just decide, well, let's just keep adding on this user fee that people don't notice because now it's an iPass type thing. And,
it is a very tricky topic. I mean, if you look at the map where this Long Meadow Parkway will be built, it comes pretty darn close to the McHenry County border. And so, you know, a lot of the thinking is, hey, good news, Kane County residents. If you don't like the tollway, it's probably going to be a lot of McHenry County people paying that toll. And people say, well, yeah, that's great, but then why isn't McHenry County giving us any money for it? up front, why aren't they taking the risk that if nobody uses the tollway, that it's their taxpayers that are going to have to pay off the bill? So it's definitely a tricky topic.
Where does this head next, James? Where's the vote? I mean, people in the area who are running these Stop Long Meadow and Curb Long Meadow websites are hoping to get people out and to make a change, but it sounds like it keeps moving forward. Is there anything that the grassroots people can do to actually stop this project?
So there's a few things going on right now that are going to unfold in the next couple months. As most folks know, it's election season is upon us, and there's two things you can do in that regard if you're not a fan of the parkway. The first is there are Kane County Board members up for re-election, and they're the ones who, you know, have ultimately been saying yes or no on this, and it's been all yes up to this point in time. There are several Stop Long Meadow candidates on the ballot coming this March, and then they'll be there. Some of them will also be there on the November ballot. So if you're a person who wants to stop the Long Meadow Parkway, you can try and vote for some of them. Although keep in mind that literally it's been a unanimous vote all along on the 24-member Kane County Board to put this forward. So you'd have to elect quite a few new, Stop Long Meadow people to make an impact there. Mm. Another thing that you can do is for folks who live in that Dundee Township area, perhaps you're one of those, Matt. There's going to be an advisory referendum on your ballots that was put there by some of the Long Meadow Parkway opponents. And I personally will be very surprised if that advisory referendum doesn't get a lot of votes opposing the parkway. The wording of the referendum was put together by opponents, so it actually says things like, do you oppose the parkway that will, have an impact on, air pollution and water pollution and noise and negative impacts to property values? Who's going to vote?
Right.
Who's going to vote in favor of that, right? So you can go ahead, if you live in that Dundee Township area and you see the question on your ballot, go ahead and vote for that.
Does that
sends a message to politicians.
Yeah, so that sends a message, but it doesn't carry any weight. That's just something that, these people voted, they don't like it. Okay, duly noted. And
right, and there's been a couple other referendums over the last 30 years that have spoken to some of the existing opposition all along, and it hasn't swayed the votes.
Yeah. So unless we find like a tree frog that can't be displaced from that forest preserve, it looks like this is going to end up happening. Now, maybe people can make enough noise to affect the toll portion, but you'd be surprised if this road doesn't end up being in place in the next few years, right?
I would be pretty surprised when the opposition started really getting hot and heavy again in the last year, and I started talking to those folks, and they kind of asked me about it. I said, honestly, if I were to name, you know, this would be on my top three list of sort of done deal type projects for Kane County. Now, that hasn't swayed the opposition, and they are pretty adamant and passionate about their opposition. I've talked to folks who say, hey, if it comes to it, I will chain myself to a tree along the route, and I'll have, you know, a couple hundred of my friends with me. I don't know if you hate tollways that much, Matt, but that option, I guess, is out there for you too.
I do hate tollways. I will cover the people. I will, you know, I will interview the people as they're chained to the trees. Whether or not I will be chained to a tree myself, I'm unsure of at this time, James. I cannot commit to that. However, we can keep discussing that as we get closer. Jim Fuller writes for the Daily Herald. He's a senior writer there. Check out the information on it at dailyherald.com. He's covered it for quite a while. You can also check out these opposition websites, curblongmeadow.com, stoplongmeadow.com, and follow Jim on Twitter at TheJamesFuller. Thank you so much for sharing the insight with us. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah. What that guy said. Matt Bubala Show, Radio 720 WG.